For KBIA News, I'm Brady Finn. As the result of a Columbia Public School Board decision, Columbia schools will now be able to hire 5 more paraprofessionals. Paraprofessionals are aides who help special needs students as well as help teachers accomplish tasks in the classroom. An increase in the budget over $100,000 was approved for the staffing costs. Even though the program's enrollment has only gone up 15 students since last year, Columbia School Board President Christine King says the needs of students have increased. King says budgeting in these situations can be challenging. King also says Columbia is unique in the fact that many families move into the district because of its great facilities and services for special needs children. With the additionally approved funds, the total budget for the special needs program now exceeds $15 million. The MU Staff Council held an open forum today at the Missouri Theater to discuss new health care plans as well as staff benefits. University employees asked questions regarding those topics to Chancellor Arbo and Lofton, as well as Vice President of Human Resources Betsy Rodriguez and Vice Chancellor of Human Resources Karen Tuzo. The overall feel among those in attendance was that a rising cost in health care is causing staff to see less money from their paychecks. University employee Wayne Shoemaker says it's a problem when staff members can't earn enough to provide for their families.
Staff need to be able to afford to buy their meals. There's something wrong with that picture when we have staff here who work 2 and 3 jobs and are still eligible for other types of social services.
The university says it is looking into reallocating funds for the 2015 fiscal year to give pay raises to employees as well as merit-based raises through the university's new global grading system, which evaluates staff performance. Low-lying areas near Boonville could be prone to flooding as Missouri River water levels continue to rise. More than 8 inches of rain have doused the mid-Missouri area in October, on pace to be one of the wettest Octobers on record. Scott Watson, the service hydrologist at the National Weather Service's Pleasant Hill office, has closely watched the Missouri River water levels near Boonville over the past few days. Watson said as of 9:30 Tuesday morning, river levels in Boonville reached 16 feet, only 5 feet short of the 21-foot flood stage. But he does not predict any major flooding to result from rising water levels. Josh Marks, the Natural Disaster Program Manager for the Kansas City Board of Engineers, says the rising water levels will have minor effects on surrounding areas. Marks also says river levels should start to drop once rainfall has stopped Wednesday and into Thursday. The city of St. Louis is no longer requiring job applicants to disclose felony convictions on their job applications. Mayor Francis Slay announced the change Tuesday that will eliminate a checkbox on applications that ask if the prospective employee has a felony conviction. Slay says the change is aimed at giving those with a criminal record a fair chance at getting a job. He says the city will screen candidates for felonies on a case-by-case basis. For example, he says a convicted embezzler would not be eligible to work around money. Last year, the city dropped its policy of automatically disqualifying all job candidates with felonies on their records. For KBIA News, I'm Brady Finn.